But we had to vacate the building. So we announced that in a year and a half, we were going to close it for the summer, and we were going to remove the asbestos. The only way we could remove the asbestos from the hallways was to close the building, because you had to go through the hallways to get to the rooms. You couldn't remove the asbestos and have people living in it. Well, we gave people an extended time on their lease and offered them to get out of their leases early and so forth. But you could imagine the press, there are newspaper articles about it. There were clips on TV. They, of course, always put the little, there was a little 90-year-old lady that they always put out in front of the TV and press cameras that this college was putting these people out of their homes. Their apartments. We gave them an extended lease. We gave them an option to get out of them. We gave them an option to stay longer to provide time to find it, you know, housing. So, you know, from our conscious point, in our conscious, we knew that we were being more than fair. But of course, when you get a press story going, it's sometimes hard to be heard above the noise. But we went through with it. And in that 1 year, we actually had students and residents living in the building.